I should play this song between the third and fourth quarter.
As you walk through the valley of shadow of death?
Make it an intimidating atmosphere for the Hoosiers.
Dangerous minds.
Chris writes into the Equitable Bank inbox. Have trouble keeping that up. Maybe it's the holder. Yeah.
There's something here because your button was on and now it turned itself off.
I turned it
there
off.
There we go.
I turned
okay.
It off.
All right.
It makes noise when I try to fix it.
Chris writes into the Equitable Bank inbox about Timmy Trumpet, the Edwin Diaz song, which is now used by everyone. I heard that damn song at some point every football game I watched this weekend. I'm with you. Has it replaced Seven Nation Army?
Timmy Trumpet.
Is the, what is, I wonder if we had a poll. What is the most overplayed song in sports? Is it, prior to Timmy Trumpet, Seven Nation Army?
I've never really given that much thought. Is that a thing?
Yeah, we have a tendency to kill songs because we overplay them, and we're getting to that point with Timmy Trumpet because it is everywhere. All I Do Is Win.
Oh, for sure.
Or that's maybe, overplayed?
Maybe Bring 'Em Out.
Ooh, God, I like that song.
Do you?
Yeah.
Bring 'Em Out, Bring 'Em Out, Bring
click,
'Em Out.
Click, click, boom.
To, yeah, so that Bring 'Em Out. Play the whole song. The whole song is great.
That's pretty popular.
Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas.
Still?
Could be in one of those categories. You hear that a lot.
Okay.
Do people still play Eye of the Tiger?
Only in Columbia, Missouri.
I haven't heard Eye of the Tiger in I don't know how long.
Oh.
Are you a Missouri guy too?
No.
No. Missouri.
No. It's a
you just joke, say it, just said that? Yeah. A couple people that say Missouri.
Makes me think of those old Big 8 games on TV.
Yeah, Missouri.
Should make you think of the former head coach at Nebraska.
How many formers is that?
That's a lot of formers.
I think five.
Did we get back? Yeah, how far we go back? Did we get back to Callahan?
There was Frank. There was Bill, who Bill tried to be friends with T.O. And then there was Bo. And then there was Mike. And then there was Scott. Now we got Mickey. In between, there's been a Barney. Am I missing any interim coaches?
Nope, that'll do it. Nope.
We're pretty much up to speed.
Now we got a who knows who's coming next. But people in Missouri used to think that T.O. would troll them because he would call him Missouri. But that's just how he pronounced Missouri. But the people in Missouri were irate because he thought he was kind of making fun of them.
I think he's trolling.
But if you go south of 70, you know, you get into the Ozarks region, you'll hear Missouri.
Yeah, I try to drive past there quickly.
You spent a lot of time down there?
No, just when we drove to Fayetteville and St. Louis.
You're not hanging out in Springfield?
No, although Joplin. I got a buddy, my man Drew Thompson, or Drew Givens. He married a Thompson. Is in Springfield.
Emily Thompson. She was in school, a basketball player at the same time. She was in the same high school class as Brad Pitt.
That is his wife.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
That is his wife.
Emily Thompson once got me in trouble on air.
She did? She was my neighbor. She was cooler than a fan.
So I was doing the women's basketball games, and it was the first time I ever done women's basketball. I didn't know this was my fault. Never made this mistake again. I wondered aloud, how come they don't put their weights? You know, because like when you give lineups for men, it's like 6'8", 250.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Emily Thompson was like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
Pretty good player. Battled some knee injuries.
Yeah.
She
was way cool.
I said on air, just a slip, well, how much does she weigh?
I think he's pretty much overseeing that dealership down there.
Huh?
Yeah. He's big time.
There's one I'm glad
that's
I
funny
never did.
That you just brought her up.
Well, because when I think of Springfield, Missouri, I think of Emily Thompson.
That's his wife.
All right.
Educate and inform.
Yeah, I mean, but then I was told quickly in in women's sports, you don't have the weight. You'll have the height. I'm like, okay, I've just done men's sports, you know. I didn't know.
How about Nebraska women's basketball loss?
Yeah,
boy,
that's a tough one.
She's good, too.
Maybe, yeah. She's that fantastic.
Sucks. I saw, so Matt Coatney's son is the band director for Bennington, and so he was out at the game on Friday night, and I asked him about it, and he was like, well,
yeah,
he was beside himself.
Yeah, she plays hard. Just a couple of folks got to step up, Jazz, that bunch.
Yeah.
Did you tell me, was that you telling me that Bennington has won 14 straight by double digits?
18 straight by double figures now.
18 straight games 18
straight
by double digits.
By double figures. Yep.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Elkhorn the other night was the closest team to him this year, and that was 20.
So that game pretty much turned right before the half, huh?
Yeah. Elkhorn played really well in the first half. They were up 7-6. Then their offense kind of got stymied, and they turned the ball over with about a minute and a half to go, and quickly Trey Bird, who is a really good quarterback for Bennington, put the ball in the end zone, and the rest was history. They're as advertised. That's the first time I've seen them in person. First time I've been to a game out there. Great, beautiful facility. You know, packed. Elkhorn brought a lot of fans. That was a really good Class B game. I now, and they don't play in the regular season, but Gross Catholic Bennington, because I've seen both of them, I think would be a really good matchup. But, I mean, Elkhorn played fairly well, and Bennington's really, really good again.
That may be what you get. The way that Gross can control both line of scrimmages. Yep.
If that ended up being the case, that would be a really, really good B final. Well, that's a long way down the road. But yeah, Bennington was impressive. Yeah, 18 straight, double figures, closest team's been within 20. Now they've gotten off to slow starts 3 straight weeks, but they just turn it up. And they don't play a lot of guys both sides of the ball, which is rare in B.
Mm.
And also, you look at seeing some OPS schools and the lack of kids they have out for football. Not for Bennington. They lined up for the national anthem, and I bet they went from the 15 to the 15.
I told you it's the place to be.
Like they've made it. They made like football is that you've got to play football there if you're in school.
I remember. I think Cam cut his teeth on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coach's Corner, first time ever. Everybody was like, "How old is that guy?" I'm like, "Not very old."
Yeah, he's 27-2 now as the head coach.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Yeah. We'll take a break, come back. We'll put a wrap on this Monday edition of Sharp Betting in the Morning on 1620 The Zone.